I like symbols. To me, symbols help put these ideas in a certain kind of relationship. It's not that there's any power to the symbols, but sometimes if you can bring to mind a symbol, it reminds you of the spiritual creation. It reminds you of the relationship that we have with this creation. And one of the symbols that I've been using that came to me so clearly in New Zealand was the Trinity. Now, in Orthodox Christianity, the Trinity is probably one of the most important symbols because there is the idea of God in three aspects. In Orthodox, it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Father, which is at the top of the Trinity, if you think of it, the triangle, that point going up would be the Father. And then you have the expression of the Father in form, which is the Son, and you have the activity of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. In metaphysics, we can say that this is life, truth, and love. The life being the Father, that infinite invisible, truth being that manifest expression of life, and love being the activity of life. Now, there is a reflective triangle that in esoteric symbolism has the apex pointing down, and that represents mankind or the expression of this divine manifestation. And that has the three points, body, mind, and soul. And the soul is that apex pointing down. Now, if you put those two triangles together, you can draw a line from that life, that infinite invisible, straight down to the soul. And in mysticism, we're taught that God is the soul of man. And we realize that soul is not in the body. We went through that yesterday. But we know that this soul, that this line, which I call the lifeline, it is our lifeline. It is where we live in spiritual consciousness. And it is this vertical. And when we are clear, we have this very clear, open, receptive state of mind, state of being. We are on this lifeline, and there is no separation between God the Father and God the soul of man, which is always one. Now, if we are living in these two triangles, if we are living on the horizontal, which is the mind and body component, the body of man is the Son of God. The Son of God is the spiritual expression of this body that we inhabit. But the body that we inhabit isn't self-acting. That body cannot exist on its own. If you chopped off that area of the triangle, that body would be nothing. It has no life within itself. It cannot exist without this Trinity. That body, in its purest and spiritual form, is the Christ. Now, there is only one body, because there's only one Christ. So in that spiritual representation of creation, that's really what the triangle is. It is creation itself, not creation as the world and the earth and the universe, as in Genesis, but it is the creation of spiritual being. And since all is spiritual being, then this is the totality of creation, life, expression, and activity. When we realize that this body that we are is the Christ, then we come into that spiritual sense of body and we realize that there is only one body. Having that realization, which is the key of all third degree activity, it's realization. We realize that there's only one body, then what does that do to our physical sense of form? It removes any any self-generating activity from this body, because this body can't exist without the whole. When this body is seen as the Christ, and we realize that Christ nature of body, then we are coming under that dominion of the Christ, and our physical form loses all sense of self activity, of material activity, of anything, any activity that is not included or part of the spiritual nature of body. So when Joel says to have that mind that was in Christ Jesus, that includes having that awareness that this one body is spiritual. And even though we are experiencing it in a material sense, we are spiritual in our body. And that is experienced when we are aware and living out from this spiritual lifeline. The activity, the spiritual activity of creation is love. That corresponds with an unconditioned mind. The mind in this mind-body-soul triangle, that mind really influences the body on the horizontal. When that mind becomes unconditioned, that mind then becomes an instrument for this spiritual activity, which is love. And suddenly that mind that is controlling this material sense of body is no longer part and parcel of material belief. That mind is an activity of this divine love. And so that mind suddenly is free. And in that freedom, the body is free. For they are united, they are one, and this is all one. Now when we have a spiritual experience, this lower reflective triangle moves up and is integrated with the divine Trinity. And what does that make? Makes the Star of David. That Star of David is the mystical symbol of union, of mystical union. It is the mystical marriage, the marrying of this expression, even in its material form, when it is in its highest sense of realization, is inseparable and one and married to the infinite in expression. And that is spiritual wholeness. And that is the state that we live out from when we are in this third degree consciousness. Now, in that master consciousness, where the mind is the activity of love, where the body is the one expression of the son or daughter or child, and where the soul and the source of all life, all creation, are one, then we are living in a state of freedom. And that perception, that realization, changes the way we deal with the world.